Since Russia launched a full-scale war, every fifth Ukrainian citizen has changed their place of residence. This is evidenced by the results of the sociological survey, War in Ukraine. Sociological Dimension, conducted by the Operational Sociology Company on behalf of the Norwegian Institute for Urban and Regional Research, NIBR, and the Oslo Metropolitan University, Oslo Met. According to sociologists, 81.6% of Ukrainians do not plan to change their whereabouts within the next 4 weeks, and 59.6% of those who have left or plan to go abroad want to return home as soon as possible. According to the research, the highest level of migration is recorded in the northern regions. In Luhansk, Donetsk, Sumy, Chernihiv, and Kherson regions, the highest indicators of humanitarian problems are traced. As the data show, about 30% of the population make donations. 18.7% of respondents indicate that they became volunteers. Another 33.5% of Ukrainians help strangers on their own. Sociologists emphasize that 70% of Ukrainians will spend their savings in 2 or 3 months. At the same time, more than 89% of Ukrainians believe that international humanitarian and financial support is sufficient. At the same time, 56.2% of Ukrainian citizens call international military assistance insufficient. Meanwhile, NATO believes that the second stage of the war in Ukraine is inevitable. This stage will have a wider front and will be more bloody. NATO Deputy Secretary General Mircea Giovanna made a corresponding statement in an interview. According to him, a significant number of NATO members continue to support Ukraine in its fair war against the Russian invader and its entry into another phase of the war, with a different configuration and different needs. Ukraine requires support and receives it from NATO allies for this type of war. Bohdan Marushiak,